Now, the owner of the photo sharing app Snapchat is reportedly lining up a Wall Street flotation that could value it at up to $25 billion. Snapchat launched in 2012 as a free mobile app, allowing users to send photos that expire within seconds. Well, I'm joined now by Fevzi Turkalp of GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, first of all, for those that are not familiar with Snapchat, talk us through what you can do on it.
Well, it started off as an app, as you say, where you could send images of yourself, photos of yourself to someone else, and then it would disappear, you know, hence Snap. It would be gone in a moment. And that was obviously attractive to a lot of people. It's particularly attractive to younger people. It did get itself bogged down, and it had a reputation for being a platform that supported sexting, you know, the sending of sexual images amongst underage people. But it's managed largely to shake that off, and very cleverly they've continued to add more and more features to this. So they now have filters, so you can send not only text and photos but also video and audio. You can send picture video of yourself with a filter over the top, so it will put a hat on your head or makeup on your face or make you into an alien, and as you move, it moves with you, and it's what they call augmented reality. So they augment the reality of your video image with a layer of things that aren't there in reality but appear to be. So you know, that it, frankly, it's a lot of fun. Other changes now make it more of a competition for things like Facebook Messenger and even WhatsApp as a straightforward communication tool. And I don't think it's any coincidence that Facebook actually tried to buy it themselves for $3 billion 3 years ago. Now they're talking about floating it, as you say, for $25 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that probably, at least until fairly recently, was the preserve of children, wasn't it?
Yeah, and still 60% of its users are between 13 and 24 years old. And I think the danger will be, if it floats, Snapchat or Snap, the parent company Snap, will be under pressure to try and increase its user base. And one way in which that could increase is it could be marketed towards older people as well. That might then make it less fashionable with younger people. So they've got to tread carefully. Probably they will try to grow into other foreign markets instead of growing for older people, I hope.
How does it make money?
It takes advertising. Advertising is its major source of income, as I say, because it's 13 to 24. It's quite a targeted age group, you know, unlike Facebook, which has got a much wider spread. So for people who are marketing products and services to that sort of age group, it's potentially very attractive.
It does have a number of rivals, doesn't it? Is this going to be one of these apps that, you know, sells for a huge amount of money and then kind of falls back again?
Well, I don't think so. That's always a possibility. And we remember MySpace was, you know, the big competitor to Facebook in its time. And now no one's ever heard of it anymore. They've forgotten all about MySpace. The trick is whether Snap and its product Snapchat will remain relevant and innovative. So far, the signs are good because they keep rolling out new features and they're executing them well and efficiently. Interestingly enough, a short while ago, in September, Snap started describing itself as a camera company, and shortly after that launched a pair of Snap spectacles, and they're very good at their marketing. They put these strange vending machines in particular locations without any announcement, and queues of literally hundreds of people formed to buy these spectacles that have got a built-in camera, a video camera, which enables you to snap as you walk around, and again feed that into the app. So my guess is they'll do well if they remain as innovative as they have so far. I think that they've got the possibility to becoming a solid platform in the way that Facebook has.
Fevzi, thanks very much for that. That's Fevzi Turkalp there from GadgetDetective.com.